before we get started with Jason, I want to tell you a short story and then give you a challenge. The God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And if you ever wondered how many promises of God are in the Bible, there is a man named Eric Stone, a Canadian school teacher in Ontario, who read the Bible through 26 times. On the 27th time, he took 1.5 years off to count all the promises of God in the Bible. Just how many he counted? 7,487 promises. And I've looked up other sources and there's more and there's less depending on who it is. But the one promise that I have to receive is that God so loved the world. This is the challenge. I would like you to get a little lesson box right on the top of it, promises of God. Then get a stack of 3x5 cards and write the promises of God by man on those 3x5 cards. And put the text of each promise at the end of the promise. And then write it in front. Put in as many of your box will hold, and each day, pull out cards and read the promise. And put it back in the file and so on. Then make a duplicate set of cards, or as many sources you want, and give them to each of your children to read to their families and students. You know what is special about that? Each card is in your own language. You can keep that card by the bedside, and on the kitchen table, and read the promises of God to each other. In Bob's mother died, he did not have a lot of money, or possessions to pass on to Bob, but what he got from her was a stack of about 100 3x5 cards of promises and quotes from the Bible, altogether about 11,000, one special box with the stretch of the rubber band. He keeps that stack of cards on the bedside and moves on to the next question. And I remember another calling handwriting. And that is special. The reason implies that you recognize your mother's handwriting, and then calling for your promises, and you call for food, teaching your parents' promises. All of them held is more than money, more than possessions, more than anything for your humanity. I want you to have that experience, too, and your children and family. We can all rest in the promises of God, amen? So that is the challenge, that is the goal, that is the position that we can come from the promises of God. And we are walking in the promises of God. And we are in God, and see, and closely, and think again about creation, going from something to the power. And so here for everything that happened to Christmas and how we did that for 7 years ago. And that period, Satan, we can bring blessings from our good friends and help us in our own lives and everyone in our own lives. We have that thanks for the Lord. Christ came down to spread what it means when the Jewish Jews miraculously were released from the Nazi concentration camp. This is what she wrote. You are standing at the gates of eternity, you come from us from a different perspective, and you are going to live for a long time. I have been standing at that gate for several months, waiting to be dead and defunded and shadow of the majority. Every time I saw a small thing from the sunset, the moon was the moon to send it over and I had no reason to believe in it. Often I asked myself, when will the matter come to die or be killed? But I was not afraid. All in Betsy's death, God's presence was even more real. Even though I was listening to the shadow of death, I was not afraid. We're here to see the time for crisis. Keep your hand and lead on the stage. 1 week before the order came to kill all the women of Nazareth, another tree. Spread it out in the sun, all the people that can never leave, can never be sent. All I know is that it's a natural time. The gates fly open, and I dance the lake in front of the tent. It's a small thing there. Follow me, and I'm there, and I'm not taking the chance of doing it. You walk slowly through the gate, never looking back. And then again, I hear the biggest speech of the gates flying back. I was free, and fled into my mind with the words of Jesus to the church of the Almighty. And heard, I have sat before thee an open door, and no man is in the sun. Surely, something like that, similar to the church in the information, must have flooded the heart and mind of Joseph, and did he walk out of the communication in the temple. After 2 long years, he was free. In this situation, as we were studying the text, we have seen again two parallel tracks that seem to define Joseph's life. God's providence and Joseph's different choices to make decisions and proper employment of God's providence. One can debate the relationship between God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. There is a harmony between the two. And God acts, and man acts, and the two work together to accomplish the purpose of God. Man is never free to advocate his responsibility and sin. God is going to do what he likes anyway. Man is always held responsible, which means Joseph's actions so commendable. In spite of the difficulties he went through, he always prayed to have God in action. Joseph is a beautiful story of the providence of God giving the responsibility of man. God always wants our cooperation with him so he can do out his will for us in our lives. First, we will look at God's ways, Jesus, God's wisdom, and finally God's will for Joseph's life and for our lives too. The ways of God. In the first verses of chapter 31, we see the ways of God. In the first verse in person, God was not there. And we don't know why Joseph had to suffer in prison for 2 years, but when he got the chance for him to be released, he won. And we know that Joseph tried to help God out in God's timing, and he asked the butler to put in 2 words for him to Pharaoh. Which the butler didn't do for 2 years. I can sympathize with that. I have done that. Was Joseph trying to take matters in his own hands and speed up the process? It's hard to say. I don't see his actions as anything more than I would do. Oh God, get me out of here, please, please, now. Nonetheless, he has no contact in God's timekeeper. The day Joseph was released, it was obvious that God had orchestrated any plan he would achieve. God had not forgotten, and indeed everybody else could have been forgotten, couldn't he? The butler forgot. He was forgotten by his brothers. He was forgotten by the woman that had flattered him and caused him to be seen dead. He was forgotten by Potiphar, who at one time thought so highly of him. He was forgotten by everyone except his Christian father, who had thought so kindly of him. And the Heavenly Father who never forgot him. Now, what God was going to do to bring about the realization of Joseph's dream that God had given him was another dream. He used the butler dream as a means to put the right person in the presence of Pharaoh and his person at that time. And he would also use the dreams of Pharaoh to open the door for Joseph to be escorted into Pharaoh's presence. And ultimately, we promote to the second half position in our lives. The first 8 verses record the dream that Pharaoh had. After Joseph was in prison for 2 years, Genesis 41:1, Pharaoh had a dream. In his dream, he was standing by the Nile River, and he saw 7 fat, well-fed cows coming out of the river, and he could see them in the air. And 7 thin, starving cows came up out of the river, and 2 of the 7 fat, 8 cows. The Bible says that there are patents covered by the government throughout the United States of America and the United Kingdom. The second thing is about beard and cause. That in fact caused beard to go down a single spot. And there are seven wasted beards that we have. It's going to die the seven champions and turn a rock to the second time. Beards are important in Egyptian culture. The medium for the messages from the God in fact. To receive teaching is given to one mind. This is in Proverbs 7, a strong section of 27, Proverbs 12, 13. The person who didn't understand the message of the king was called in all the Christians and all the wise men, they came to teach the message. He was clueless. This is a good reminder when we go to human countries and human countries. The people in the world will never be able to explain God's language. In Psalms 25:13, it says, "The secrets of the Lord are with those that fear Him. These things are from God, and there is no one who can know them and do not know God." And the interpretation of the media. At this point, the next time to meet the community of God. A butler who had been in prison with forces and women of that place of life and records and circuits here, he had been to his family. And then, after the end of the day, he said, the threatened that Joseph asked him to do 3 years before, and for a different reason. He said, "When I was in prison, I had a dream, and it scared me. And there was a young Hebrew boy there, and I told him the dream, and he told me exactly what had happened. And I looked at him, and exactly what he told me had happened, happened." Then I took the butler's advice and called Joseph and the prison to interpret his dream. The prophet was trying to confirm that God's ways resulted in Joseph being released from the prison on time and receiving all the ways to attend to the authority of Jesus on that very time. And I told you the ways of God, and now I want to tell you the wisdom of God in His time and practice of God's patience. There are two things about the wisdom of God that are always true. And I think I'm perfect timing and I'm perfect patience. And I want to tell you. At the very moment that you born in the water cult to me, only in the world and you're perfect to interpret things is standing right there. And now that Pharaoh has killed the business, it's left the butler who knows working from the trip and time is interpreting the business. A number of different things need to happen in order to bring you to the first computer with the Pharaoh of Egypt. And how is it? Number one, part of his life, the fear of Joseph Allen. Number two, the fear of his sanctification. Number three, the fear of the person like Joseph and gave him a free access to that person. Number four, now he's got one of those things, he's a person. Number five, you should help them, and they can only be able to be very concerned about their dreams. Number six, you should read on, and be able to interpret their dreams. Number seven, the butler remembers that experience after 2 years. Number eight, the butler was present to be able to tell his dreams and to be interpreted. Number nine, there is room to bring a person into his point and come to interpret his dreams. And number 10, this is the received and interpretation of your experience from God. Thanks to all for the teachers in this precious moment of the smile of the Holy Spirit. That is God's timing, who is a lifelong and a man who is a part of the churches. And God's churches are in the churches. How would you get the most powerful ruler in the world at the right time to listen to God? The way God did it is to give him a problem he couldn't solve through his eternal government. So God gave Pharaoh 2 things that troubled him so deeply that he was willing to listen to a prisoner who claimed his job to interpret them. and he tried every resource he knew of to try to get him to finish his experiment. And at last, when he did that too, God wasn't ready to talk to the church. God's way is to work for the room at all of the anointing. These events are the promises of God, the things he does in his perfect time and way to bring about the transformation of his people. So now we are going to see the law of God. And we wonder what it means to us that before Joseph went to the king, he changed. When the Christian culture is here, so not alive in the ruling classes, in all the art and theological pictures, the only time we see a person for the years is when he is a person, a prophet, or in some kind of a father. And to be able to stand before the king, to be a human citizen in God's life. And so Joseph was all good at that and brought before the king, because from the very beginning, God's will to present Joseph to God. Joseph is the beginning and the end of God's will and God's kingdom of God. The beginning of the is the prayer of the family of Joseph and hearing the promises of his family and to be fulfilled. The end is to isolate Joseph's family from the environment so he can grow into a nation for 430 years before God's existence was in one person. Based on where we are in that story, the next step is to protect Joseph with Pharaoh, so Joseph might eventually get the kingdom and fill it with the gifts that will allow him to secure the greatness from his people. One minute Joseph is in prison, and the next minute he is standing before Pharaoh. The will of God is being told. And no matter what, it also runs the will of God to produce and to produce it. The step in working out of God's will is for Joseph, through God, and Joseph's prayers to the Lord, which is necessary in order for Pharaoh to see Joseph's wisdom that God gave him and appoint him to a place of authority in Egypt. Joseph summarized by explaining that Pharaoh had only one dream. In Christian culture, the gathering or repetition of a dream means that the message is important and that the doctor is not going to teach him. The Joseph and Pharaoh need to find this teaching. This can lead Joseph deeper on his connection in Joseph's 25-32 as he goes to the time. Egypt is about to experience 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. He's just going to help Pharaoh get started to turn into a person. also prepares the coming time to administer the final sacrament in front of him. And so he got the double ties of tears and the cattle and all the sentences that he needed. And so he tore up 20% of the gifts after the gun and treasures of the next 7 years. And the new place in place lived off during the 7 years of family. And then the story tells us that we have to have the idea that we are really going to get to do all that. How are we going to find someone to do everyone to be the 20% of the country? We need to have someone who is a real good administrator who can go out and organize and get all this done. And all of a sudden, I see a sign in there that is the right in front of me. And the Lord is the only man in the kingdom who can act in church of the kingdom. He is the only man in the kingdom who can help him with his problem. No one else has even been Christ. He is the man standing right in front of him, and he says, that's not my idea. It is you. Carol liked the idea so much, he appointed Joseph to head up the program. And that was just the hardest thing about God's will. And when God's will for most places became sinister, and since it was God's will to bring Joseph's coming to Egypt, it was obvious that it was his will to put Joseph in a position to make that happen. And Joseph was made the new prime minister of Egypt in 37 to 45. In the Middle East culture, the prime minister had tremendous power and authority. And Joseph became Pharaoh's prime minister. This meant he was consulted on every matter of importance between the two pharaohs. And in Pharaoh's absence, Joseph could rule with the higher authority and guide and handle his decisions. From the highest office to the lowest in the kingdom, everyone reported to the prime minister, and the prime minister reported to the king. In essence, he was the most powerful man in Egypt, and was the pharaoh, and was almost as powerful as the pharaoh himself. And just remember, 2 minutes ago, Joseph was in prison, and now he stands clear at the bottom, clear to the top, and down. Some of the secular writers pointed out that in a number of psychological findings that refers to Joseph, he was retired. Overseer of general and upper and lower Egypt, royal field guard, and father, and the spirit of the Lord of the Lamb, foremost the courier and chief of the entire land. How would you like to have that title on your job? He was a big man and had a great responsibility, and he reported to the realization of his dreams and travel. Now watch what happened. Pharaoh gave him some things he never had before. This promotion already had him a number of rewards according to Joseph in his own position. First, Pharaoh gave him his own student name. That served as an official stamp on the entire continent for 30 years. He took him off his fingers and gave it to Joseph. And he became Joseph's seal, which was the name by the authority of the pharaoh. Second, not only Joseph was given a ring, but Joseph was given a robe. He could ride a camel on the robes of Joseph. Joseph began with a special robe that helped the life of brothers jealousy, and then a color robe that his brothers ripped off of him and taken him down to the ground and received their father for the last time. And then he wore the robe of a servant and tied his household, and he left it in the hands of Pontius Pilate to control his life again, to cause him to become his person and the last person of the world. And now he has a royal robe for Pharaoh, a robe that he has not bleed for the next 30 years. In the time of the 30s, he counted against 130 Egyptian kings and the rulers in Egypt. For 80 years, he was the prime minister of Egypt. Except for a moment, he needed to have 80 years of everything that God wanted for Egypt, as well as 13 years of Egypt. And And God is love, and God is love, and God is love, and we see the God is love, and God is love, and God is love. Also, we stand up at His love, and God is love, and God is love. And not only does the good man love, and the light, and the kingdom, but for us, both of us can have clarity, lasting, dividing, directly behind Pharaoh's chariot, and can be rooted out the land. And how can we learn in that this is a good thing out of prison? And how would you look at the manual of it? What would it say to us? And in the second time, the Pharaoh issued a decree that all the nations would take some of the places and pass them. And these are glories that continue to be gone. And this is an observation. One of the choices of original dreams that is going to dawn down to them is the same vision. And in addition, all the nations of Egypt that is bound down to human flesh. So just want to remind you something. This was the path as far as we can, and this is the story, and this is the story of the Lord, and the Lord says, and says, you are those who speak that you are, and this speaks to us, 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 and this first of the Passover, not only will his brothers be bound down to him, but all Egypt will be bound down to the man of Egypt. God gets his breath around and says, he is going to have his blood. And Pharaoh, the Bible is one more to step to. And you see God is perfect in his ways, God is perfect in his wisdom, and God is perfect in his glory. Now we come to Joseph and come to Jesus. There were four reasons that God commanded Joseph to be the faithful ruler and the most confident man on earth. And these are qualities that he worked for in his own mind as he seeks to be used as Lord. Here, Joseph has a religious reason. If you don't believe that, then you have to send us. Joseph paid the price for the vision God gave him in his dreams. And never lost the vision. He lived until the 13 years of testing and faced about and suffering and disappointment. Some of us said that the true test of the vision is whether we are deeply discouraged and disappointed. We do not trust Joseph's vision is definitely a bad one, but it can never be abandoned. If God gives you a dream, you will trust it. And you will be like God, that He will also give you a new morning and a vision that is courageous and strong for what God has called you to do. Even in all the material things and personal things and circumstances of life do not seem to suffer and fall, and therefore He has called them to do. And when you stand before God, you keep reminding God, and let God keep reminding you, this is my dream, and that is my vision, and then you can walk through it, hold it, and let it. Allow God to use your dream, like that today, so that you achieve the vision and the vision of the dream. Second, Joseph is committed to God's glory. The reason God blessed Joseph's vision was that Joseph remained committed to God's plan and the pursuit of the vision. When Joseph stood up before Pharaoh and Joseph's team, he told Pharaoh he did not have the ability to interpret the dream of his servant. That's Joseph. Verse 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "Put it not in me, God will give Pharaoh an answer to the truth." Verse 25. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are wrong. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do." Verse 28. "This is the thing that I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do." In verse 32. "And the dreams received from Pharaoh's place are the things established by God, and God will shortly bring to God." Joseph is saying, "Man, here is a one simple reason to be God's ambassador. I don't have any evidence of this in myself, and I come to stand in your presence as God's person. My father is here to learn to be our children, and I am. I refuse to take credit for something that I'm glad to do. God will bless the person that has the most honesty and loyalty from the scripture.